Immigration is a big election issue, which looks different depending on your experience. Yesterday, we met a family from Venezuela who made it across the border. Today, we hear a man whose job is to secure it. He's based at a Border Patrol regional headquarters in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson Border Patrol.
Hi, we're with NPR.
All right. Are you at the Gulf Links gate?
Yes.
We used the wrong gate when we arrived and took a wrong turn among the buildings, which is how we saw a man practicing bagpipes in a parking lot. This was an insight into the agency. The Border Patrol needs bagpipe players for solemn occasions, including funerals, because the job can get you killed. Faces of the dead greet you on a screen in the headquarters lobby, which we passed through on our way to the office of a man who wears the agency's green uniform.
My name is Ryan Ricucci. I'm the division chief in law enforcement operational programs.
Ricucci's responsibilities include the things agents use to reach the most remote parts of the desert: off-road vehicles, aircraft, horses.
Do you think the country at large understands what you do?
No, I didn't understand. I mean, I didn't understand when I applied.
This agency is a big part of the immigration debate. Many advocates for migrants consider the agents harsh. Their union often says they're kept from doing their jobs. We wanted Ricucci to say how he sees his job in a sector that includes most of Arizona.
I think it's maybe five Connecticuts, because that's where I'm from.
So we're talking about a territory that's so big you can use Connecticut as a unit of measurement.
Yes.
Ricucci used to work far away from here, in a bank, which he hated. He tried working at a school for troubled kids, and then a family member who'd been in the Border Patrol encouraged him to sign up.
As soon as you were done with your training program, which back then was pretty quick, they throw you a set of keys, and we were so busy, it was all hands on deck.
Searching for people, often at night, often alone. Sometimes in mountains so remote that the commute to work could take hours.
You have a flashlight, and you're following sign. We call it cutting sign. I grew up a hunter and knew how to track, but I didn't know how to track until I went to the academy and they taught you how to take your flashlight and tilt it at an angle and be able to read and see the reflection of footprints, and how to be able to read the impression of the footprints with the crispness of the footprint to gauge how old it is. Agents have 100 words for how to describe footprints, and there's tracks all over the desert. You have to be very precise and say, hey, I got a bullseye with a double wing nut in the heel with a Skechers patch, and you'll name and articulate these different running Ws to characterize all the different footprints for who you're following.
The agents combined the ancient skill of cutting sign with billions of dollars worth of technology, aircraft, drones, cameras, and more. In the early 2000s, marijuana smuggling was intense, and Ricucci told us a story of being in the desert one night.
The most scared I ever was, I guess I'll be embarrassing myself, but in the mountains where there was a road, we heard a sensor go off.
It was a seismic sensor set to capture the vibrations of a vehicle.
We went to try to cut them off north of where we heard them driving, and we're lights out, their lights out. Somehow they saw us, and they turned around, and they started driving toward the border. They came out of the mountains, and we chased them for a few miles right down to the border. And this is just to the west of those mountains where it starts to get flat, and there's no wall, but there's what we call Normandy barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And those are steel I-beams, thick I-beams, two steel beams meant to stop a vehicle.
Ah, you could climb over it, but you could not drive through it.
No. So they tried to ram the I-beams, so they got ejected through the windshield, and it was a pitch black night. Now the bodies are, these poor guys are in Mexico screaming, pitch black, we can't see them, we can't go into Mexico. We look at the vehicle, it's filled with marijuana.
I want to be clear of one of the details here. Mm-hmm. I think you just told me the vehicle struck the I-beams, mm-hmm. and they went through the windshield into Mexico, mm-hmm. and were laying there screaming mm-hmm. a few feet from you,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't legally... It would be an incident if you crossed the border and touched them.
Now I look back and think, it was the right thing to do jumping over there and rendering aid, but couldn't see him.
Ricucci thinks he knows why the men took such a desperate risk to get away with the car. Its doors were stuffed with cash, which belonged to someone who would not have forgiven losing it.
I'm certain that they intended to try to ram and escape, because if they did get caught and we did seize and find that money, they probably would have been dead anyway.
Later that night, a crane moved up to the border and lifted the car into Mexico.
What is it like when you're out there and you find not somebody smuggling drugs or money, but people, migrants, people trying to get into the United States?
What's it like? Well, it's always startling.
Are there sometimes faces of people you remember? I mean, there must be little kids sometimes that you have run into.
Oh, yes.
Entire families.
Yeah, I never had visited the southern border, so it was very visceral for me to understand the difference between securing the border and making sure we have the ability to know what people are coming in versus the humanitarian aspect, where I started carrying candy and would have a little stuffed animal. I remember one time I ran into a group, and they didn't run, but they asked me to go find an older lady they left behind. And so I was able to backtrack them pretty quick, and it was an old Guatemalan woman, and she was delirious, and I was able to give her an IV, and it like brought her back to life. Like she was so dehydrated.
You were alone?
Yeah.
They said to you, "We'll wait here for you. Please go save her." Mm-hmm. And they did wait.
They were her part of her family.
Is it strange now that we're in a situation where people seem to run toward the Border Patrol? They want to find an agent and turn themselves in.
It absolutely is strange, and maybe not for the reason you would think. If you want to come here and claim a right, that's great. I would expect to do that at a port of entry or closer to where we have roads and infrastructure.
He says picking up asylum seekers distracts agents from tracking people who do not want to get caught. Ricucci says the agency's complex mission is not to keep any one person in or out, but to apply federal law.
What was the thing that you didn't know before?
The Border Patrol isn't even a job or a duty or a calling. It's a culture. We will get the job done no matter what it takes. And if people that are supposed to help us won't help us, we'll just do it ourselves.
And this year's election will influence the policies that Ryan Ricucci's agency is required to follow in years to come.